Visit VOA News. U.S. military officials say a total of 18,000 armed troops with the U.S. National Guard are expected to arrive in the U.S. Capitol ahead of next Wednesday's presidential inauguration day. That's in addition to the 7,000 sent in following the January 6th riot and siege of the U.S. Capitol by extremists supporting outgoing President Donald Trump. Already, numerous streets around the U.S. Capitol building have been closed to traffic. The core area of the National Mall is closed to visitors. Temporary fences increasingly block the view, while the U.S. Secret Service, in charge of security planning for the January 20th inauguration, has created Washington's own Green Zone for the occasion, warning that any vehicle trying to enter will be searched for explosives and weapons. The beefed-up security stands in sharp contrast to the presidential inauguration 4 years ago when 8,000 National Guard troops were called in to help. U.S. prosecutors pursuing the perpetrators of the January 6th attack on the Capitol have identified nearly 300 individuals suspected of involvement in the violent rampage that left 5 people dead. That's according to officials announcing on Friday. The number of suspects under investigation, 275 as of Friday morning, was expected to top 300 by the end of the day and exponentially grow in the coming days. That's according to the acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. The office is leading a wide-ranging investigation that includes hundreds of prosecutors and FBI agents trying to identify and charge supporters of President Donald Trump who stormed the Capitol last week. All but a handful of the rioters were allowed to walk away on the day of the riots. You can keep up with this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com, VOA News. COVID-19 deaths worldwide exceeded 2 million Friday, according to Johns Hopkins University, a year after the coronavirus was first detected in Wuhan, China. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters Friday that the death toll, quote, has been made worse by the absence of a global coordinated effort. He said, quote, science has succeeded, but solidarity has failed. The U.S. has the world's highest totals of cases and deaths. Johns Hopkins University, which tracks coronavirus statistics, reports more than 23 million COVID-19 cases in the United States, with the death toll rapidly approaching 400,000. Some states, having vaccinated their frontline workers, have opened vaccinations to older people, but have been overrun with requests. Medical facilities are on the verge of running out of vaccines. In many instances, the technology used to take the requests has crashed. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned on Friday that a newly detected and highly contagious variant of the coronavirus may become the dominant strain in the United States, by March. The National Rifle Association on Friday filed petitions with the U.S. bankruptcy court seeking protection from creditors by restructuring. That's according to the gun rights advocacy group in an announcement on Friday. The NRA said in a news release it has filed under the Chapter 11 bankruptcy petitions in Dallas, Texas. The NRA said it would restructure as a Texas nonprofit to exit what it said was a, quote, corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York State, where it's currently registered. Last August, New York State Attorney General Letitia James sued to dissolve the NRA, alleging senior leaders of the nonprofit group diverted millions of dollars for personal use and to buy the silence and loyalty of former employees. The NRA in recent decades has been one of the leading voices in the United States opposing proposed or existing gun control measures. And in response to the January 6th crackdown on pro-democracy politicians and activists in Hong Kong, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced Friday the United States is sanctioning 6 Chinese and Hong Kong officials for their roles in the clampdown. Under Hong Kong's national security law, more than 50 people were arrested, including 13 former legislative council members, an American lawyer, and a former law professor who was released on bail. The United States has called Hong Kong's security law, quote, draconian. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.